I hope you're looking forward to the weekend. I know a lot of people aren't, because it's just the same old crap that's coming up. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are just drowning in texts and emails. I'm going to try and get to a few of them. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is the COVID-19 virus, is this just a cover, a distraction for something bigger? Please log on and give me your thoughts today. Quick text, protests, COVID, mask issues, rampant crime, prisoner releases by the thousands, China, I don't know. Are they distracting us from the Marxist agenda? You tell me. The next ban? Guns. Well, they're already working on that. So thank you for whoever sent me that text. In Michigan, the governor there, yep, trying to get around the Second Amendment. And because of all of the violence, sorry, not Michigan, Chicago, so Illinois, trying to get around the Second Amendment. All right, we got to do something. We either need to start camping out every single night, not just the weekend, at the governor's mansion and the legislature, or we need to get involved and get this governor recalled. So let's do this. Let's check in with Linda Thompson, who is one of the leads for the state of Nevada when it comes to Recall Sisolak 2.0. We failed the first time around because of the shutdown. We're not going to let him do that again. So fightfornevada.com. Linda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hi.
So,
can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just fine. So tell me what is going on with the recall effort right now? Because I know you had a splinter group that kind of went off on their own, and they're trying to fast pace the recall effort, which is not with the original of what was going on. So where do we sit now?
Well, we're gathering all the volunteers we can get that are on board. As I tell everybody, we have one goal, and that's the only goal, and that's to recall Sisolak. Any other goal or side fight or desire is not part of our group. You have to be 100% for recalling Sisolak. It's not about power. It's not about control. It's about accomplishing our goal. And so anybody who wants to take control or power, they're not in the right place with us.
So,
and we just
that's an inside issue. So what do we need to do to get the volunteers so we can go forward and finally file the papers?
Well, that's what I've been doing, working with all the county leads. I'm still trying to get a county lead for Lander and for Pershing. I have a set goals. I told all the county leads, until we have minimums of 800 volunteers in Clark County, 250 volunteers in Washoe County, and about 250 volunteers across the rest of the counties, because they have a lot less signatures they need to collect. It's basically figured on each volunteer collecting 265 signatures within an 85-day period. Yes, we do have 90 days, but we lose a couple of days at the day 45 turn-in and the day 90 turn-in. So I did my figures based on 85 days to collect 265 signatures. Now, some people are only going to be able to collect 10, but then others are going to collect 400. So that way it compensates.
So you have a special event going on Saturday to start getting volunteers here in the Reno, Washoe County area at the Sparks Marina. What's going on out there?
The two county leads that I have set for Washoe County have set up a meet and greet for the current volunteers and for others that want to volunteer to come sign up. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sparks Marina on Saturday night. We've invited other counties. I know Lyon County's lead is going to be there. Story County's lead is going to be there. I'm hoping that Carson and Douglas County leads will be able to be there along with the Churchill County lead, so that people that come will actually get to meet their county lead and know who they're going to be working with.
Now, if you can't go on, again, Saturday night, 6 to 8, Sparks Marina, you won't be able to miss it. There'll be a group out there. You'll see the Recall Sisalak signs. How can people sign up?
We're going to have big American flags also, so they can find us.
How can people sign up online? Can they contact you directly or fill out something online to become a volunteer?
If they're on our pages on Facebook, there's a Google Sheet app that they can go on to and fill out their information. They don't have to give their address. They don't have to give their full name, their first name, a phone number, and an email. Some people are not even giving us their phone number, but it makes it easier for me to reach them. If they aren't comfortable with Facebook or the Google Sheets, they can email me at my initials, LT.SSN Recall, and it's Fight for Nevada, recall@googlemail.com.
All right. Appreciate all that you're doing, and we got to get this going, but we've got to get the volunteers in place first, because it's the volunteers that make the difference. And when you fill out that Google sheet, remember, your information is not being sold. This is for internal use only. Don't listen to what other people are saying.
Exactly. I'm the only one that has access to all the state and all the names in the state on that sheet. I scan through it looking for county leads, co-leads, town leads, and I only send out that county's information to that county lead. So Nye County would only receive Nye County residents. Okay. Washoe would only receive Washoe residents.
Okay.
Something else you said at the beginning about us failing on the first run, I tell people I don't consider it a failure. Every grand production requires a dress rehearsal. That was our dress rehearsal. We learned a lot of what to do and what not to do. And that's why we've set these limits for minimums on volunteers before we will drop the petition.
Perfect. Linda Thompson, thank you so much for joining me today. And I keep pushing people there. FightForNevada.com. Quickly, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Marguerite this morning. Hi, Marguerite.
Hi. I just want to say that I think that there is something that's going on that probably we don't know about for sure, that the virus is real, but it's they've had an overload of people dying at one time rather than being spread out like usually the flu or the virus, or rather the flu that is a virus also is spread out a little more. This is dumped on us all at once, and how they can expect people to not be working, and how are they going to feed their families while this is going on, and this is carried on and on. They're giving us money, so that tells you that that there is something else behind this, something on the precipice of coming to us, either robots coming on the scene where we're staying home, not having to work, and they're going to do the work, or the fact that we are parasites on the earth, and since there's more people than there is being able to feed these people, they're, you know, it's a sad situation, but this could be the way they're trying to get rid of us. We don't know.
We know from government entities that we're actually going to have a major, major food shortage coming up in possibly a few months and into next year because of all of the food that they destroyed, the cattle, the chickens, the all of the different meats out there. So it's coming. It's going to be famine-like, and that's going to include the United States. So, Marguerite, thank you for being awake, and thank you for being,
thank you for noticing. Appreciate it.
Thank you for noticing what's actually going on around us today. You know, some even call it biblical. All right, let's get to the man, Sean Meehan, joining me right now, and let's talk about the legislative session that, you know, you would think, Sean, Oh, I'm sorry. Also founder of GuardTheConstitution.org. Sean, what is happening when you are locked out of a legislature and when they say, oh, well, you can watch it online, you can, you know, participate that way, and then you have a legislative session that goes from 11 at night to 3 a.m. Unbelievable.
Well, Monica, I wanted to call you with some good news for conservative Nevadans. I'm minutes away from walking into a meeting with some folks to try to continue to keep the pressure up and support the good things. But really quick, what happened about 3 a.m. in the morning was our Nevada Senate Republicans all voted together against Assembly Bill 4. And why that's important is the Democrats had stuck in there accelerating the estimated taxes that the mine pays a year ahead of time and making the deductions they take vanish. And what that would do effectively is when it hits the bottom line of their tax bill, would almost double the taxes paid by Nevada mines. And if you know anything about Nevada, and I'm still learning this, is in central and eastern Nevada, mining is a critical industry. Alexis Hansen, our assemblywoman, gave an excellent speech on the floor, and I recommend your listeners go check that video out. But the key point is, you know, our Republican legislators aren't perfect, and some of them will even tell you that. But I want to focus on the positive, that under incredible pressure at 3 in the morning, they all stood together and they put the two-thirds firewall up. The bill failed. They're off today. The Democrats are running around trying to figure out, biting each other's backs, what they're going to do to press and find a way to raise taxes rather than make the school teachers union in Clark that elected this ridiculous governor take some pay cuts and share the pain that he caused. So we're encouraging via our Nevada Republican Party, we're putting an alert together that hopefully we can get out today that encourages people of any political party, if they're patriotic conservative Americans, to, on this issue, the failing of AB 4, to thank our Republicans and help them hold solid and take the necessary cuts to our state budget to get us back towards some sort of a free market growth for the recovery, not a tax and spend Marxist policy. So I'm happy with our Republicans against AB 4, and I'd like to encourage our Senate Republicans to keep up the good work.
Well, Sean, I totally agree with you. I'm flabbergasted that they all joined together, because earlier it was only Hansen and Hardy that were, you know, voting no on this. What changed the others' minds? Was it interjection from the public? Was it the emails and the calls coming in to the Republicans?
Well, Monica, that's the right question to ask. I can't give you a scientific answer, but from what I've been able to determine anecdotally, you're absolutely right. Got a lot of experience in running tests, getting national popular vote vetoed by the governor last session. And I got to tell you, whether they come from northern Nevada, southern Nevada, anywhere across the country, people that are familiar with our NevadaGOP.org, go to the About tab and look at our party platform. It's very specific about protecting the mining industry, not from all taxes, they have to pay taxes, but from unfair confiscatory taxes that would crush an economic recovery. And what I think people are starting to do is, rather than beating up our Republicans ahead of time, and again, sometimes they deserve it, but or waiting till after to slap them around, is they're getting positive. Positive is always better than negative. You know that. Getting positive ahead of time, building a consensus and a tidal wave of pressure, and not telling our Republicans, you must do or else, but telling them, you know what the people said in the party platform through the convention. The message is crystal clear, and we demand, respectfully, ladies and gentlemen, but we demand that you follow it. And I think they started to feel the water from the tidal wave.
Yeah, Sean, is there any other business out there that has to pay all of their taxes in advance?
Actually, a couple of our legislators told me this, so as much as they know the details far better than I, they're telling me that the advance payment is a specific punitive targeting of our mining industry. No other industry in Nevada, as I understand it, is being affected by that. That's just not fair. And that's going to make some of the small and I think potentially even medium-sized mining industry companies have a serious problem.
Yeah, and we're going
really
to see...
You can't tax people into prosperity, and apparently the Marxists still haven't learned that lesson.
And we're going to see a high dependence on precious metals, so the gold and the silver, in the coming months with the collapse of the dollar. So, Sean, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for keeping such a hawk eye on the legislature. And, you know, yeah, you're going to have to go back and see the recordings of it, because I don't know anybody else who's staying up until 3 a.m. to actually watch the session. So, Sean Meehan, thank you so much. Guard the Constitution. .org. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Terry, Frederick, please hang on the line, and we'll be back with you on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Friday. A fabulous Friday heading into the weekend, depending on what you're doing. Log on to today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is the coronavirus being used to distract people from larger issues? Well, you know, even Marguerite thought so there. 80% of those participating say yes. Nobody has said no yet. There is something going on. There is a virus, but anytime a doctor appears on YouTube explaining what the virus really is, it's taken down. Also had a few votes for the destruction of Western civilization. That's pretty much it, in my opinion. That's why it's happening all over the world, because the rest of the world looks to the West. That's us here. You know, not everybody looks at us as the great Satan. Some look to us as the future. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Frederick this morning. Tomorrow at the Capitol, what's happening at the Capitol tomorrow, Frederick?
Pray for Nevada at 11:30 a.m. So we're all praying for Nevada with the special legislative session in session. We've got to be mindful that, you know, hopefully they make good choices, and so that's what we'll be doing there tomorrow. And then I just also wanted to add another mention about our flag parade in Reno next Saturday, July 25th. That will start at, we'll meet at 4:30 at 1155 West 4th Street, and we'll do a tailgate from 4:30 to 5:30, and then after that, 5:30, the parade will commence, parade around Reno, so bring your flags attached to your vehicle, and we'll parade around Reno with our flags, and then afterwards, we'll return to the 1155 West 4th Street, and have a post-parade refreshments. So there's that. You know, I just want to mention, I did some research on the CDC website the other night, and there have been 14 deaths for kids between the ages of 5 and 14. So basically kindergarten through 8th grade. And those are deaths with COVID. Of course, it's with COVID because people aren't necessarily dying of COVID, but if they have COVID in the earth, tested positive for COVID, and they could have died of anything else, counts as a COVID death, according to the way Dr. Birch defined deaths from COVID or deaths with COVID.
Yeah.
So just want to point that out. That data was from February 1st through July 4th. Again, 14 deaths from COVID in the age group of 5 to 14 years of age. Yeah. And that compares to influenza during the same time period, which was 49 deaths. So there's been more deaths from influenza, which are actual deaths from influenza, as opposed to the 14 deaths that are, again, with COVID, not necessarily from COVID, but with COVID. They could have died from any other reason, but if they had tested positive. So anyway,
yeah, and that's for anybody of any age. Frederick, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not only what you're doing in the community, but for actually researching numbers for yourself. Don't spew out and don't listen to the mainstream media's numbers because they are just false. All right. Terry, really quickly, I know you want to talk about something fun, but I've only got less than 60 seconds here. What's going on?
Oh, Monica, I just wanted to talk about me and Vinny went for a swim in the Fernley pool. Well, you know, one end is real deep and it's dark blue. And so me and Vinny are going down to the other end, and he said, "Papa, that looks like the deep blue sea. Are there any sharks down in there?" I said, "Nobody, no sharks." And we go back to the other end. He said, "What are those sitting up on the wall?" And I said, those are like duck feet. And he said, "Oh, let's put those on." So we put the fins on. And he said, "Papa, these duck feet work pretty good. I can go really fast."
Yeah.
Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, say something about the Fernley pool. They need people to come and swim. It's only $1 for an hour. And just jump in your car and go out there. Call them first and get a reservation. It's nice and clean and it's wonderful. Wonderful way to cool off.
And yeah, okay, it's going to be a warm one this weekend. So that is a great way to cool off and be with your community. It's about community. It's about all of us together making everything better. Terry, thank you so much. You and Vinny have a great weekend. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday to you. I hope you plan on having a very happy weekend. Trust me, there is something going on all over the place. Find your passion and get out and enjoy life. Because you know what? Life is not worth living if you're not living it. What is the point if you're shut up and shut down? That's not life. That's solitary confinement. We need to be at, we are creatures of community. We want to be out with other people. Well, unless you're my husband, then it's like, ah. Friends are overrated. But for the rest of us, we want to be out enjoying our life, smiling at other people, having fun, sharing, being a part of the world. But communists don't want that. It also shows, history shows us that communists are not and cannot be bargained with. They don't compromise, kind of like Democrats, and they basically own the courts and police. We have to go through and clean up a whole lot of stuff because we were just all sliding along. Now we have to fix things. Log on to today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. It's very simple. I want to know, in your opinions, is the coronavirus being used to distract people from larger issues? What larger issues could there be? There could be pedophilia rings, drug rings, human trafficking rings. Did you notice Obama, when he was running for president, said one of the first things he was going to do was close down Gitmo? Mm-hmm. Never happened. The military kind of went behind him and never allowed it to happen. Let me tell you, I ask you again to do your own research. Look at a picture of Gitmo from the mid-2000s. Look at a satellite picture of Gitmo now. It has just about doubled in size. Something's coming. Why do you think federal executions have started up again? Something is coming. And everybody needs to be prepared for it. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. You want to talk about the legislature?
Yeah, first, I kind of like the fact that the Republicans got together and said no to AB 4, because I don't think that was a fair thing for the mining to pay a year in advance. That doesn't make sense at all, because that's the only industry I know where you have to pay your taxes a year in advance. That doesn't smell right to me.
You know, if you want to get rid of any industry out there, Ryan, all you do is keep messing with the taxes. And that's exactly what they want to do. You know, they just want to get rid of mining.
And then I got one more question. Is there any way that we have a complaint against the legislature for, like, having, like, the open meeting law violation for whatever they do?
You can.
Do we get a beef?
Can you, but it's not going to do anything because people have been trying to get the attorney general, you know, it's Aaron Ford that's supposed to be taking care of stuff like that. They've been trying to get him to do something about the city of Reno, the city council meetings on open meeting laws, and nobody's doing anything, not even addressing it. So all you can do, Ryan, is keep going at it. You know, I've learned from many a listeners that the squeaky wheel gets oiled.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Ryan. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. You want to talk about my fingernails?
Oh, yeah, Monica. One of my best friends, I'll call her Sister Jules to protect her privacy. She used to tap her nails on the windshield or on the window of the car. You know, like how you kick the tires to check the integrity.
Uh-huh.
And it was the cutest, coolest thing. And I'm wondering if you ever do that. Like when you're pointing at something, just go ahead and tap your nails on it.
Oh, yeah. I sit here when people are talking and I tap my fingernails on my computer. You probably can't hear in the background, but I'm doing it right now.
Cool.
And I keep them long and sharp and pointy just in case I don't have a firearm on me, because, you know, that's what Antifa teaches. Gouge for the eyes. So I guess I'm taking a lesson from Antifa. And if anybody comes up to me, just gouge at the eyes.
Yeah, that's how the kitty cats do it. And so thank you again. And yeah, I do. I kind of support your suspicions that there must be something big going on. And perhaps this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. So keep your faith strong, keep your family strong, and thank you so much again for fighting for Nevada, and love your neighbor.
Thank you. Exactly. Love your neighbor. And we are supposed to be about love, but we're also about protection. You know, God gave us free will for a reason. Gave us instinct for a reason. Let's go back to the phone lines, and this might be a long conversation because Tyler wants to talk about basically everything we've talked about on this show today. So, Tyler, what are your thoughts about what's going on?
How are you doing? I'm so happy. This is a first-time caller. The first thing is we got to get rid of separation. The separation is what's killing this country. And I don't know how that's going to be achieved, but what's your thoughts on that?
I don't think that the division is fixable, Tyler. And I know that sounds terrible, but we have been a socialist nation for so long. And the hardcore push for Marxism is on. There are literally two generations that have been ingrained with the thought of government taking care of everybody, that it's not possible to change their minds. I mean, you have kids and young adults literally telling their parents that they want nothing to do with them. You have families going so vile that they want nothing to do with each other. And it's down to principles. It's down to morals and ethics. And honestly, I don't think the divide is repairable.
Okay. In that same note, our biggest problem is this. Well, now everybody's gotten the opportunity to sit home and do a little bit of thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before, everybody's kept so busy that the only information that they get is from the media. So yeah. The majority of the people that you talk to, all they're doing is regurgitating information that they've heard an hour ago or in the news at, you know, whatever the time, you know, 6 o'clock news, et cetera, et cetera. That's the sad point. No one is really thinking for themselves. What do you think about that?
The media is, and I know this is ironic coming from me, who is in the media, but as it was put by the president, as it was put by others of sound mind, the media is literally the enemy. Mainstream media has been corrupted for so long. It's been bought and paid for. All media, whether it be entertainment, news, music, is owned by the same people, and it's the same message down to being scripted. Well, yes, it's legal. If you own the company, you know, basically you can.
When they give false news, isn't that illegal? Haven't we seen that over the years and years and years where they bust a, you know, media group for giving false news? What's happened to that? What's happened to the truth and honesty of our country?
Right. It's, well, look at it this way, though. It's not really illegal because there's always nuggets. There's always grains of truth. So it's how people, and you've heard the term, I'm sure, it's spin. It's how you look at things and what you leave out. So really, unless something is blatantly dishonest, like when the Columbine kid went back and sued CNN, you know, for saying that, you know, he was doing this and whatnot, and he won. But who actually goes out and does that? You know, they try to do retractions and, you know, you'll hear at the very end of a newscast or you see like in very small print in a newspaper, we were wrong on this, we retract this, we're sorry, blah, 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 blah. But the message is already out there. People don't look for retractions. They don't look for, you know, apologies. All they hear is what was said originally and then they move on. And the media relies on that.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad thing. So I'll keep it short, but what I know this is kind of a silly question because I think you preach this pretty much every day that I listen to you, is how do the people, first off, I'm sure they got, I'm answering my own freaking questions. You know, you got to vote. You know, you have to stand up and you got to vote, and sooner or later people are going to get tired of it. But what are the best ways for America, the people, in order to make a change?
Well, yes, vote. But we've been maligned with so many people telling us one thing and then doing another. I always use, you know, Dean Heller as the example there when it came down to Planned Parenthood. But we have to do more than that. We have to hold people accountable. So we can go out and vote these people in, but like we're trying to do now with Governor Sisolak, we are trying to hold him accountable, whether it's showing up in his lawn and having a sleep there for the weekend or, you know, trying to talk to representatives. That's what you do. You hold them accountable. You go to the protests, you call their office, you sit down in their office, or you used to be able to, but you get their attention. You go to the dinners that they show up to. Trust me, they always show up to like the Lincoln Day dinners. You want to be involved in things like this so you can actually get their attention and talk to them and let them know what you're thinking. Keep the emails going. Keep the phone calls going. Keep the handwritten letters going. It makes a difference. We know it makes a difference because all of the Republicans came together because of you saying something. All of the Republicans came together and voted no on AB4. That wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for you. Quickly back to the phone lines. I've only got a minute here, but Vance is on the line. Vance, how are you doing today on this wonderful Friday? And what would you like to mention today?
Well, grouchy and getting grouchier by the minute.
Sorry about that, but, you know, some of us do our best work when we're grouchy.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyways, we talk about the communists and whatnot. And I tripped over a video series. I've emailed you on it. And this is, to me, vital watching because when I listen and watch the Democrats, the history of this outfit is what the Democrats are doing now. The YouTube video series, 9 commentaries on the Chinese Communist Party. Or, no, 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. That's how you find them. All right? This is what is in store from you or for us if the Democrats get into the positions of power that they want. And I kid you not, I am not exaggerating.
Yeah, no, you're not, because this is why this country, when it comes to the Democrats and when it comes to the media and celebrities, are so beholden to China. China decided a long time ago. They decided a long time ago that they wanted to be the world power. So what did they do? They started loaning us money. They started buying up property. They started buying up companies that were going under here in this country. China is just a horrible communist nation. You look at what they're doing to people. AOC says there's concentration camps here in this country. No, there aren't. But there are in China. Work camps, re-education camps. Just ask anybody in the Muslim community. Why do you think Biden is so close with China? China, Russia, and Iran. If you look into biblical pasts, even George Washington knew that we were going to be taking on at this moment what is going on. We're going to wrap up the show, and I got a thought on that as we come back here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And there's so many texts and emails that I want to get to here, and I can't get through all of them, but Juliana, thank you so much for that beautiful email. I absolutely love it. And I don't trust anybody right now when it comes to testing, because look what's happening in Florida. You know, they're coming back and saying all of these numbers are bogus. The testing labs, the health department there, it's not right. And you have to think to yourself, what's going on? Well, it's not just Florida. It's not just Texas, New York. It's right here. Dear friend posted on Facebook. He was in line to get a test. Had all the stuff. You know, they go through car to car and they make you, you know, fill out all the paperwork. Well, he had something he had to do. So he had to get out of line. He had to leave. Well, isn't that interesting? He got a letter from the health department saying that his test came back positive. How does your test come back positive when you've never had a test? This is tough. But you know what? Everything that we are going through, whether books, televisions, movies, have been forecasted to us for the last 30 years. When are you going to wake up and just see what's going on in front of you? I love you. I pray for you. Pick up a Bible this weekend. Just go to the end. Check out Revelations and tell me that that's not what we're going through right now. Have a wonderful weekend. Be kind to each other. And for me, I'm still not wearing a mask.